Okay, let's start that again. God's grace, His mercy, and His peace are all yours, from the Father and from our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Word of God for our sermon today is the gospel lesson that was read to you earlier from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. My dear fellow believers, in Jesus Christ, our precious Savior from sin and the Lord of our daily lives. We get some severe storms here, don't we, in the Midwest. In the summer, it's thunderstorms with lightning and thunder and high winds and buckets of rain pouring down from the sky. And in the winter, it's snowstorms with all kinds of that white fluffy stuff piling up in the driveway and howling winds to boot. It seems that everybody gets excited when the storms come. You know, the family dog. And the kids, maybe they'll get out of school, right? And the people on the radio, and rightly so. For Midwest storms can be scary, and they can wipe you out if you don't take them seriously. That's the way life is, isn't it? We all want nice, sunny days, gentle breezes, but life simply doesn't turn out that way. Living is full of all kinds of storms. Storms where we're drowned by the rain, or whipped around by the wind, or battered by the cold, or cooked by the heat. And when that happens, the wonderful truth of God's word is that Jesus is there with His help. And that is what God wants to assure us of this morning through this scripture text that we have in front of us from Mark. So this morning, let's take a look at this wonderful Bible passage we have in front of us, and let's remember this precious truth. When the storms come, when they come, trust Jesus. He is with us. And when those storms come, relax with Jesus. He's in control. In our text, it has been a long day for Jesus of teaching people the Word of God. And he was doing it from a boat on the Sea of Galilee, telling parable after parable after parable. Jesus taught about what the kingdom of God was like, about himself as God's Messiah, about the forgiveness of sins that he himself would win for the world, and the forgiveness of sins that he gives his people in the gospel. This was work for Jesus. Gospel ministry is always work, and that work for Jesus wore him out. But the day was now over, and it was time for Jesus to cross the lake and to get ready to do some more work the next day on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. That's when the storm came. We read in our scripture, a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. The cool air of the Mediterranean Sea clashed with the hot and humid air of the Sea of Galilee, and the result, what happened in our text, a storm. It was sudden, it was violent, it was intense, and it stirred up the waves enough to swamp that little boat they were in. That sounds like our life, doesn't it? How often aren't we sailing along in life? We're cruising in the sunshine, enjoying the fine weather, thinking like the commercial says, LG, life is great, and then all of a sudden, bam! The storms come. We have a big argument with the boss at work. We have a fight with our spouse, or with our children, or with our parents. We lose our job, or we lose our lease for our apartment. We don't pass the exam at school and get bad grades, huh? Our boyfriend or our girlfriend dumps us.
Someone we thought was a friend stabs us in the back. A pandemic hits our country, and our country goes crazy with its stupid rules. We find out that we have cancer. Our bodies begin to hurt. And the doctor tells us we're going to have to go on this medication or that medication for the rest of our lives. And worst of all, we have to deal with death. Death, our last and our greatest enemy. The death of a friend. The death of a family member. Maybe even our child or our parent or our spouse. And we cry. And we cry some more. For the wheels have come off in life. A violent storm has hit us. When the storms come, what do we do now? Well, there's a key sentence in our text that we don't want to miss when the storms come into our lives. We read, "Leaving the crowd behind, the disciples took Jesus along just as he was in the boat." When the storms come, remember, Jesus is still with you. We take Jesus right along with us wherever we go in life. That's because we have his word. And we have his promises. Our Savior, you see, he's given himself to us. He says to us, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Our Jesus tells us, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." See, we have Jesus right along with us, for his word has come to us. It has converted us. And so we always take Jesus along wherever we go. We know how much he loves us, how he has lived that perfect life that we don't live in our place for us, and how he died for us to take away all of our sins. Our Jesus has claimed us in holy baptism, just like he claimed Benjamin this morning, huh? He's poured out his spirit into our hearts to make us into believers. He feeds us with his word, and he nourishes us with his holy supper. And he has promised, this Jesus has, that he will make everything in our lives work out for our good. This Jesus fills this whole universe right now with his presence so that we know he's right there by our side in all of the furious winds and waves that come to us in life. Yes, when the storms come, trust Jesus. He is with us. You know, as we live our daily lives, we need to remember that. We need to focus our thoughts on this truth that our Jesus is with us. This is why we love the Word of God so much, because it assures us of that truth. It's why we need to take God's Word along with us whenever we go on vacation. Pack your Bibles when you take your vacations, just like you do your clothes and your swimming suit. Or put a Bible app on your telephone. On your cell phone so that you can refer to God's word constantly. Find a way daily to center your attention on some Bible truth, some Bible passage, some Bible word from Jesus to you. And of course, take advantage of weekly worship services wherever you go. We got Wells churches all throughout our country wherever you end up. Jesus is with us daily. As we think of those Bible passages that we have memorized and pray those words back to our Savior in all of our daily events. Cry out unto him. He always hears that when you come to him in the name of Christ. When the storms come into our lives, Jesus is always with us, remembering those truths of Scripture. Trust him. He's right there on the pages of his word. Notice how Jesus calls his disciples out in our text for their lack of faith, their lack of trust. He says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Now we need to understand what Jesus is saying here. He's not accusing his disciples of not believing in him as their savior from sin. Jesus is not saying here that his disciples are unbelievers who are going straight to hell. What Jesus is doing is chiding his disciples for their refusal to apply their faith. He's chiding them for their refusal to put their faith into practice, to apply God's word to this specific situation that they were in, this storm that had come into their lives. The disciples simply were not acting on the truth of God's word that says, even in the middle of a tumultuous storm that was threatening to drown them all, that God would still take care of them. He would rescue them from it in his own way and in his own time. The disciples were refusing to take God at his word and draw the consequences of that word for themselves in this specific situation. So often, Jesus has to treat us the same way. When the storms of life come to us, God wants us to trust Jesus. He's still with us. His word still applies. But just like the disciples in our scripture text, we begin to doubt and worry and wring our hands in anxiety. Our hearts are full of upset with the situation, full of upset even with God. We saw a ton of that during the pandemic of the last 3 years. Christians wringing their hands in fear and anxiety and worry, making it all the worse. Healthcare leaders, our governmental system, and all the powers that be made the situation even worse, causing people to wring their hands and worry all the more, right? Jesus had to say to us, just as he says to the disciples in our word, do you still have no faith? Again, Jesus is not saying to us by that question that we are unbelievers, that we don't believe in him as our Savior. What Jesus is saying to us is, why are you doubting? Why are you so anxious? Why are you worrying so much? Trust me. Trust my word. Jesus says, step out in faith into this dangerous world. Don't be afraid to put your life on the line and put those passages that you know into practice. Live those promises that I have made to you. Now, for that to happen, we Christians need more gospel word in our lives. When the storms come, we cannot look within ourselves and to try to find the power within ourselves to get through it all. Jesus himself will strengthen that weak faith that we have with his gospel promises. And so, we go to worship services, right? And we hear our pastor pronounce the absolution. Or we hear a sermon about how much God has promised to take care of us no matter what, huh? Or we come to our Lord's Supper and receive the very body and blood of Jesus as proof positive that he is with us. Or we are reminded of our baptism, God's adoption ceremony where he put us into his family. We can consider gospel promises like these. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never be in want. Or we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, to those who have been called according to his purpose. Or Jesus himself say, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When the storms come into our lives, my friends, trust Jesus. Run to his word. He is with us. Our Jesus loves it when we come to him with our weak faith. Now let's go a little deeper into our text today and see another point to remember when the storms come into our lives. The other point is this. When the storms come, relax with Jesus. He is in control. As Christians, we readily confess that Jesus is our Savior from sin. But so often, we hang on to ourselves and we look to our own strength for daily living. We believe that Jesus is good for getting us to heaven, but we think we're the ones that have to get ourselves through life here on this earth. That is a false dichotomy. Jesus is not only in control in his church, Jesus is also in control out there in our world. For example, in nature, those actual, physical, literal storms that we experience in life, Jesus is in control of them. Remember what they said in our text for today. Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And so when the storms come, real storms, physical storms, relax. Jesus is in control. Apply that Bible truth to things like heat waves that come, or droughts that occur, or when we have tons of rain that cause floods, or when cold weather hits us in the winter. Apply that Bible truth to when people talk about global warming and climate change as though mankind somehow can control the weather on this planet. Apply that Bible truth to all of the things that happen in our environment. Oh yes, I know. We human beings are to take good care of our planet. We're to be good stewards of our world. But we always do all of that in the fear of the Lord, with the promise of God's word, knowing that Jesus is always in control of everything that happens to this world. And that's also true in the realm of nature. There are other ways for us also to relax with Jesus, to remember that Jesus is in control in our world. Take our nation, for example, and the countries of our world. Our Jesus is in charge of all of the nations of this world, and that includes our United States of America. So we don't need to wring our hands in worry and anxiety over whether our country will be attacked by foreign invaders, or somehow destroyed by a global recession, or undermined by some evil Marxist social system that has hijacked our institutions. We don't have to have sleepless nights of concern over which direction our country is going, politically, or morally, or economically. Instead, we can live our lives thanking our God that he's given us this country in which we live. Praise him for the blessings that he continues to give us, because Jesus is in control. And we can relax in his loving power being exerted for us in our land, even when those storms come to our nation. Jesus himself models for us how to relax in our text. Even during this storm, what do we find Jesus doing? We read, Jesus was in the stern of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. The storm comes up, the wind gets wild, the waves wash over this little boat, and Jesus is sleeping. He didn't panic. He didn't overreact, right? He didn't shout and scream and rant and rave and wail and make a big scene for everybody. He calmly relaxed, knowing that he was in control. When the storms come into our lives, try taking a deep breath and relaxing. Step back, catch yourself, and simply review what is going on. And fix your eyes on Jesus. And remember who he is for you. King of all kings, the Bible says, and the Lord of all lords. So often, just like the disciples here in our text, we panic. They said to Jesus, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? What a dumb question that was. Of course Jesus cared whether they drowned or not. Jesus cares for us too. He tells us, all the hairs on our head, they're all numbered. They're all counted. He's put food on our tables and clothes on our back for many, many years. He's rescued us from colds and flus and all kinds of other medical problems. He's shown his love for us for years in how he's taken care of us physically and mentally emotionally and spiritually. And above all else, he's died for us to take away all of our sins. Our Jesus went to hell and back for all of us. Of course he cares for us. Let us relax in that word of his that tells us that he will give us what we need when we need it until he finally takes us to heaven. When the storms come. You know, God has a purpose for those storms when they do come to us. Here in our text, it's clear that purpose was to drive the disciples to trust him more and to be more committed to serve him into the future. Same for us. When the storms come into our lives, God has a purpose for them. He wants to use those to cause you and me to trust him more and to serve him better through them. He wants you and me to see those storms opportunities to display his glory in us. He wants you to see and me to see in those storms opportunities to boldly confess our faith in him and to serve him ever more passionately wherever he takes us. He wants to drive us into his loving arms and to teach us to relax in his eternal love. My friends, whatever your specific situation is, whatever storm you may be going through right now, whatever storm that comes to you in the future, your Savior Jesus is sending you that storm to get you closer to him. Notice my sermon theme today is not if the storms come, but when the storms come. See, there's no question whether we will have them or not. We will have them. The storms will come. But it's a matter of when they do occur, what do? We look to Jesus. We trust him in his word. And we relax in his powerful control. Amen.